the most wonderful time of the year for rumors, innuendo. What are we going to see? We think we're going to get Tarik Skubal in a last start potentially for Detroit today. But I want you to hear from Ken Rosenthal, America, because this is what he had to say on Foul Territory, that maybe there could be a surprise team to watch in the Tarik Skubal sweepstakes.
One team we mentioned in the story today is the Braves. And the Braves obviously have a need for a playoff caliber starter. They've had that need since the offseason and haven't addressed it. The Braves have an improved system, and they are seen as a team that could do this. And Alex Anthopoulos, their president of baseball operations, made a trade like this once before. 2015, David Price. Hasn't really done it with the Braves, but hasn't really had the chance to get this kind of difference maker either. So that's going to be a team to watch, and that fact alone might drive the Dodgers to get involved in a greater way than maybe they want to be, simply to play keep away.
Oh my. Our director, Larry Muir, is going to just be like, yes, bring him to LA. Let's the rich get richer. Tarik Skubal, let's go for three in a row. Jensen, what do you make of Ken's comments, though, that maybe it's Anthopoulos and the Braves as a team we should be watching on the Tarik Skubal radar?
Makes all the sense in the world. You run out Chris Sale and Tarik Skubal in a playoff series, and that offense is healthy, or at least as close to it as they were at the beginning of the year. You're going places if you're the Atlanta Braves, that's for sure. Now, I totally understand why the Dodgers, A, would want to play keep away, but maybe B, Dave, we're talking insurance policy here because of Shohei Ohtani and the indefinite timeline for him to get back on the mound. If it were the case in which we knew that Ohtani was, let's say, September 1st, okay, he's trending well, you know, things are looking better as far as what his rehab and his recovery are, then maybe they're not as hot and bothered about it. Cause say, oh, it's fine. We'll run out Yamamoto. We'll run out Ohtani. They're hoping to get Blake Snell back. But you've got Robleski, who has been outstanding so far this year. And all of a sudden, Roki Sasaki the last couple of weeks looks like the guy that you got back in January of 2025. So that being said, Dodgers are going to Dodger. They're going to do what they got to do. But Dave, I think for them, they need to get a little more athletic in the infield, not only in the short term. I mean, they have the guys they have now, but they also have an eye on the horizon. Freddie Freeman getting long in the tooth. So is Mookie Betts. Tommy Edman, not exactly your difference maker there for the long term. So, yeah, they've got some holes to plug here, not in 2026, but you can understand the dynamic here. If you got to go through the Dodgers, you got to neutralize left-handed power. Tarik Skubal, as good as it gets, along with Chris Sale, if you're the Atlanta Braves, to try and slay the dragon.
I get the feeling, and maybe this is just me and not the consensus out there, that we've forgotten about the Braves a little bit because they've had this lead for so long, and yet they've had injuries, and all the talk's been about the resurrection of the Phillies and Don Mattingly and what they might be able to do with that rotation in the postseason. Of course, the Dodgers as well. We should talk about them going for the three-peat, the Brewers with the Miz. My question, Jensen, is at plus 550, they're the third betting choice behind the Dodgers and the Brewers to win the pennant. If Anthopoulos is talking about a deal like that, even if it's not Skubal, but a secondary move in that rotation, would that be a play on team? Is there value in that number if they actually do add before the trade deadline?
I would go get him now at 11-1 to win the World Series instead. That's what I would do. And if you want to do our classic cross-sport parlay, I think we can probably look at, you know, potentially take, I mean, Cameron Young to finish top 20. Can he finish top 20 in this tournament? Like, I mean, he should.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
He should.
Yes.
That gets you to 17-1 for a Braves World Series future right now, if you want to put that up there. You know, if Wyndham Clark has a great, like, I'm playing around here. Cameron Young, sure. Wyndham Clark to both finish top 20 this weekend, parlay with the Braves to win the World Series. That gets you a Braves World Series ticket at 35-1. Now, that's extremely palatable. Again, play around with how you want to look at it, but there are ways to drive up that price. But if you want to stand alone, I'd rather have the Braves double-digit World Series ticket in pocket, because thinking of the American League, Dave, I would have to believe that the Braves might even be a short World Series favorite to whoever would come out of the American League. Think about it that way. If you're looking for a potential monetization opportunity, let's assume that happens. And even I don't care. Insert American League team here. I can't see an American League team being a favorite in the World Series right now. If it's Dodgers, if it's Braves, just knowing how those lineups and those pitching staffs are constructed and what will happen after the deadline. So that gives you a plus money series price in the World Series to come back if you wanted to guarantee some profit.
Just from my buddies in the Meet the Mess group text every day, I will not admit that in a court of law if I took the Braves to win the World Series. Right? That would be a quiet ticket that I would tuck away. You know, I kind of want to zig when others zag, Jensen. You know this, and I wonder if it's time to start looking at the Mariners now that they've really been disappointing. They do get a key win yesterday, but Jerry Dipoto, the GM there, really could be under the microscope here as far as to what they might do before this trade deadline. Let's hear from Joel Sherman. This is on MLB Network, talking about what the M's might do.
Between now and 6 p.m. on Monday, I think Jerry Dipoto is under as much pressure as any other executive in the sport because they need to find a late-inning reliever and at least a bat while hoping that Cal Raleigh wakes up, while hoping that Julio Rodriguez, who kind of went into a slump again in July, hoping that Naylor, who they gave 5 years to beforehand, finds some of last year. This is a desperate time for a team that must get in, and really, I would argue, must win the division along the way here, and it has been a bad few months for them.
Yeah.
It has. It's been frustrating to watch if you're an M's backer, that's for sure, but you know, I will say this, kind of like what Joel was getting at there. You're waiting for the back of the bubblegum card to do what the Padres, as I talked about here a couple weeks ago, have started to do, right? Tatis hit, Machado had three hits yesterday for the Padres. Can you just wait on that as a GM and say, I got to wait for these other guys to do what they normally do, time's running out, or I got to get reinforcements?
They're going to get reinforcements. It's going to happen. And I may end up having to die on this hill because I don't want to get away from what I know as a player. And what I do know is that we respect the marathon of the season, Dave. It may not have gone the way that they want offensively to start, but they can erase all of these issues with a very strong 6-week finish. And Jerry Dipoto, I had talked with him on MLB Network Radio a couple of weeks ago, mentioned to you the conversation Jim Bowden and I had with him. He was pretty effusive saying that they are invested in finding middle-of-the-order power, particularly a right-handed bat. They are willing to trade one of Luis Castillo or Emerson Hancock. They're going to be able to absolutely strike you out to death as far as their bullpen. And the fact that there's a little smoke around Mason Miller potentially coming to Seattle, you want to talk about the inability to score from the sixth inning on, maybe even from the fifth inning on. I don't care. The Mariners are still the scariest staff top to bottom in the American League. No one can match them. And that's with all due respect to the Yankees. But give me that offense over the Yankee offense right now, even with Aaron Judge coming back, because I think they will find their footing. I've told you before. It's probably the Taurus in me. I am loyal to a fault, and maybe I will get burned. But there is a reason I sat there in March and thought, damn, this is a really good team. They were right on the precipice of it last year. No one could have expected that this would have happened with Cal Raleigh and the struggles. Got a homer last night. Maybe that ignites him a little bit. Maybe he gets going a little bit. Dave, I can't quit Trader Jerry. He's going to make moves. And still, they have the hard part figured out. You have a knockdown rotation, you have a knockdown bullpen, and you have an offense that just needs a little bit of continuity here in the last 2 months, and they can absolutely blow through the American League.
Plus 650, fourth betting choice to win the pennant in the American League. That could be a play on spot. I might be looking one of those cross-sport parlays to get that number over double digits, Jensen.